you've been called here?
I don't care. Get away. This is my shop, and I don't want you here.
Okay.
Leave me alone. I'm telling you, leave me alone.
We just finished running through a de-escalation scenario, which involved a guy running at us with a knife and a sledgehammer. Police here obviously want to drive home the point that if an officer goes in and shoots someone, it's not an easy call for that officer to make.
You can't get him to listen. You can't get him to calm down. It's not quite as easy as you think.
Second Lieutenant Dan Pang.
And that is one of those split-second decisions that you will second-guess yourself for the rest of your life.
He says in this case, using deadly force would have been justified.
In the media sometimes, on social media, things like that, you will hear family called for their loved one who's in crisis and the police showed up and killed them. But is the story really that simple?
This all happens as county police work to move out from under the shadow of the John Gear case. Former officer Adam Torres pleaded guilty to the involuntary manslaughter of Gear, a Springfield resident who was shot and killed in his doorway in 2013. Gear was unarmed at the time of the shooting, and witnesses say he had his hands up. It took his family over a year to find out the officer's name. County Police Chief Ed Rossler.
Everyone's familiar with the John Gear case, and hopefully over the last couple of years and as each event unfolds, you are seeing more transparency from the Fairfax County Police Department.
In Fairfax County, John Aaron, WTOP News.